Happy Friday morning, everyone. It's time for another episode of What's Happening QC, the culture guide by Quad Citizens for Quad Citizens, brought to you by Seifert Building Supplies. I'm Mark Zyla. What's happening in Quad Cities? What's happening in Quad Cities? What's happening in Quad Cities? What's happening? What's happening? Gavin Porter, Rock Island, Bettendorf. Our guest this week is Robbie McIntyre, who is the executive director of the Spring Forward Learning Center. They just finished up their summer season and are getting into the school year. Thank you so much for stopping by to talk to us about Spring Forward today.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. I appreciate the invitation and look forward to chatting with you about the good things we got going on.
Awesome. Well, let's start from scratch. What is Spring Forward Learning Center? How long have y'all been around? And what is your core mission?
Okay, so Spring Forward has been around since 1999. It was a mission project of a group of volunteers from Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church. Mm-hmm. Eventually, after the need grew to do after-school programs surrounding literacy in Rock Island, they opened up a couple more sites, 2007, a 501c3. I've been with the organization since 2016. Actually, that's probably wrong. 2015.
Okay.
Started as a site leader, went on to a program manager, became the program director, and then now executive director. So we've sustained some pretty good growth over the years. I think COVID was a tipping point for us where we went from doing 4 summer sites up to 9. Our peak has been 11. Mm-hmm. This past summer, we had 700 students across 8 sites, and we are now in 4 school districts after starting in Rock Island. So we're pretty proud of that.
Wow. So what are the districts now that you guys are in?
We are Rock Island Milan, Moline Coal Valley, East Moline, and last year was the first year we did Bettendorf for summer programming.
Beautiful. So I know, as a person who has worked with you over these years, I think since you started, I think we've been around each other.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about how Spring Forward Learning Center leverages partnerships to create quality program for students.
Okay, so you hit it on the head. One of the biggest things we're proud of and the things that we think is the secret sauce or the reason we have been successful is the partnerships. So mm-hmm. This past summer, there were 65 different organizations that worked with us and contributed to the summer program.
Mm-hmm.
When I say contributed, it was either they come and do some outreach to give the kids new experiences, exposure to new kinds of programming.
Right.
For instance, you've come in with QCSO mm-hmm. and done some music programming before, I know. Yeah, so that's really, and that and the field trips and the experiential learning. And probably our biggest partners are the school districts, because without their engagement, without their trust, without their, funding, for lack of a better term in some positions, the programs wouldn't be there. So they offer us collaboration. They help us hire teachers. They help us get the district curriculum. They offer us program space. So, the districts are probably the biggest partners, but also we have some core pillar ones in this community, some great other nonprofits that, they bring programming to the kids that we're not those experts, right? We consider ourselves a community organizer in a lot of ways. We're bringing all these pieces together mm-hmm. To give the kids what they wouldn't otherwise have.
What's happening, Quad Cities, is made possible by support from Seifert Building Supplies, inviting their homeowners and contractors to take their projects to the next level. Learn more at SeifertLumber.com.
A thing I love about living in the Quad Cities is that we have a wealth of outdoor activities to take advantage of. And I know that Spring Forward Learning Center values students having those experiences throughout the summer months as well. Talk to us a little bit about the partners that you have and what kind of experiences they get out in the wider world here.
Yeah. Ever since I've been able to plan the programs, I think I've prioritized taking kids out into nature. Maybe at the time that was something that I enjoyed and I was hoping the kids would enjoy. But I think over the years, I've seen the value in it. Other volunteers have come to us, other community entities, they're interested in taking kids out in nature. we see that they need to be out there. They're not taking themselves out there. So we have a pretty good number of community partners that are able to provide experiences that, I mean, again, we wouldn't be able to do without them.
Right.
Some of the main partners, you know, Living Lands and Waters, Nahant Marsh, the QCCA, Quad City Conservation Alliance, have a wetland place out there. We also work with Scott County Conservation. I mean, honestly, the list goes on and on with partners, but those ones I named, you know, those are the ones who get the kids out on the river. You know, we're surrounded by two major rivers. We know kids are curious about it. They don't often get to engage with it. We were privileged to get some grant funding through the Quad City Community Foundation. They had a River Connections grant. So just in the last few years, we've really been able to pour gasoline on that fire and take kids to new experiences, new things they've never been able to do before. Took them up to Dubuque. The Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium, which is a mouthful, and the Celebration Bell they also did. So we are constantly looking for new partners, new experiences, and just any way to closely engage students with nature, the river, outdoors, really to keep their interest. We always see, even if they're hesitant, they have the time of their lives. I'll never forget a kid. We were taking him on the boat with Living Lands and Waters, and he looked at me, he was petrified. You know, I knew him pretty well. He was holding on to me for dear life. And by the end of the tour, he said, I'm going to live on a boat. And so, you know, experiences by that, like that, you know, seeing that change, that 180 in students. I mean, that's, you know, that's the reward I get and why I love doing what I do.
That's awesome. So if someone's listening who, you know, leads an organization or sees a partner, a potential partnership with you all, how might they get a hold of you?
Yeah. Feel free. Email probably the best way to get a hold of me. As much as I like to share my phone number,
we gotta have some
boundaries. So Robbie@springforwardqca.org. It's Robbie at spring, like the season, forward, like the direction, qca.org.
Awesome. Well, we've talked about outdoor activities, art, music. Are there some other pillars to the summer experience for students?
The analogy I like to use is we give students a lot of broccoli in the morning, and then we give them the ice cream in the afternoon. So, you know, when community partners come in, those field trips, that's the ice cream. Now, the morning, which is also a huge reason why districts trust us, invest in us, is those certified teachers that we find and the curriculum that we're able to do and the out-of-school time learning we're able to engage the students in. So, we get really good participation because of everything we surround that academic component in.
Right.
I would say the academics, you know, that's what we started at, a reading. You know, reading was a priority of us. Students reading by third grade, that's always, you know, the tipping point where learning to read and then you read to learn. So academics are the strong component in the morning. But when I'm out in the community, you know, it's a lot of times we're talking about the fun stuff. And, you know, that's the stuff I like to highlight and talk about, too, because that's what engages people. But in the background, there's that learning going on. So, you know, we see 80% of students maintain or gain reading and math levels pretty consistently if they attend, you know, about three quarters of the days in the summer. So we know there's not a lot of learning sometimes going on if they're not in school. So we are happy to be able to fill that void. So that what I would say is the silent other biggest piece of our summer programs.
Wow. So now that we get into the school year, you guys shift a little bit. You're still in the schools, I think, daily, right?
Yes.
What does it look like during the school year?
So school year programs are only focused in the Rock Island Mile District. So that was where our roots have been. That's where a lot of our community support is. That's our strongest partner, just to be frank, of any of the districts. And it's easier, you know, that's where our resource is, too, as far as staff. You know, you talk about summer, we had 118 staff members. And, you know, we've worked in Rock Island, probably worked with over 100 different certified teachers since COVID, you know, just because of the rotation. So I would say every elementary school in Rock Island, we have, you know, we have some staff there anytime we wanted to. Sometimes it's just our capacity. But to actually answer the question you asked. So we do after school programs at five targeted locations. Some of the ones that are a little more higher need, focus it on academics. We look for community partnerships. For instance, Augustana is providing 11 tutors down to the Longfellow program do small group reading intervention. Center for Math and Science has 12 community church volunteers who come and read one-on-one with students. So we really like to invest our funding into where we can have the most impact. So with after school, that's the theory. We're at Ridgewood, Francis Willard, Longfellow Center for Math and Science and Academy, along with the Martin Luther King Center. And then we also do intercession programs, which are the fun and engagement that I think most people have come to know Spring Forward for. Mm-hmm. So they're like week-long enrichment camps with, you know, we find a community partner. We're doing hair braiding this fall. We're doing theater. We're doing swimming. We're doing basketball. So students in Rock Island Milan can, you know, sign up for a program. They go for a week, 3 hours a day. They get two meals. They get some fun. And it's just a way to keep them engaged with school during the breaks, because that was the ultimate theory of a year-round schedule in Rock Island. So we help fill that role.
That's awesome. A thing that I have come to know in my professional life about Spring Forward is that the partnerships are reciprocal. So community partners see value in working with you all, and you all see value working with certain partners. And I'm really proud that we were able to start a elementary school string program with you guys. So tell me about that, or tell my listeners, because I know a pretty good deal about it.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, you really sparked something for us that has turned into, you know, most people don't know right off bat that we do violin programs. And what started as a partnership with QCSO, just out at Thomas Jefferson, I think the goal, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, was we're just trying to get, you know, see more representation from the Rock Island schools in some of these future orchestra programs, you know, get some exposure to some new instruments, some instruction.
Sure. And so, it was an effort also that, you know, it's just a fact that to be successful as a performer in the string world, it seems that when you look at the biographies of famous violinists, they say started at age 3. Now, we can't get 3-year-olds at Thomas Jefferson, but we said to ourselves, like, can we start at least a small group of students earlier than what they might encounter just at school? So that was, like, I think a big pillar of it. But it also, I think our goal was, like, can we have 10 kids? And it sounds like things are much bigger than 10 now.
Yes, it's gone so well. So, you know, the first year you enroll about 5 or 6. The next year, those students, which were, I believe, first graders, they moved on to year 2. We brought in some other ones. So, yeah, we served at least 10 at TJ. We're in year 5 at that program. Wow. So we've had at least 25 students go through the program. 2 of them have graduated on that are, I mean, they're getting into 5th and 6th grade. When they perform, we have little recitals each holiday season, end of year. I mean, they just stand out for everything they've done. So there's been a handful of them that have now stuck through it for 5 years. Wow. But what that grew into was, you know, there was interest at Earl Hanson. We had another music teacher who was engaged and wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. We're able to do that. And then this year, Francis Willard's doing it. So this is the kickoff of Francis Willard's program here in October. So we will have 3 programs going. I think there'll be around 25 kids, probably 27 or so, not to be exact, kids total across the 3 programs. And that'll grow even next year, because then Francis Willard will have a year 2 program and a year 1. So it's pretty awesome to see. And yeah, like I said, it's something fun for us to do. It's different, and it's not being done anywhere else. So when you talk about how you expend your resource, we just know this is something that, again, we're offering to students they would not otherwise have. And we're grateful to you for having brought to us, you know, 5 years ago now. It's wild to think about that.
I'm happy to be in an organization that believes in education that hard. So they said when the idea came up, they're like, go for it, bud. Yeah. So anyway, grateful for that. And it's so awesome to hear that it's grown and it's still going.
Yeah, very proud of it.
Let's get into actionable items for folks who might be listening. You're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
You guys need donations. So you can go to your website and donate. But are there some events coming or anything like that that people might be able to get involved in?
Well, always, you know, end of year campaign is always fundraising going on towards the end of the year in any nonprofit. So, you know, we'll be ramping up that. For events, we really just have one major fundraiser throughout the year. It is the Spring Forward Party, which is, we've, you know, ironically centered around Spring Forward in the not to overuse the word spring, but in the spring. So last year we had that at Mercado on 5th. We're going to be putting some planning in action for that. So anybody who could ever attend that part, all that money goes to programs. And then, you know, volunteer engagement, you know, we've seen that as a way for us to be efficient with what we do. So, you know, I mentioned Augustana, that partnership. I mean, we're able to do so much more because of that partnership. Same with the volunteers at churches. Every summer, you say, like going out in nature, doesn't mean my heart doesn't beat a little bit fast every time we go fishing or I don't feel like I need to be there. And, you know, when there's 11 field trips going on, we need people who want to go out in nature and are confident to be with students. So,
right.
We had some great volunteers last year who were just, you know, interested in our cause. They went out and they were as critical as any other staff member out helping kids kayak, showing kids how to bait fish, you know, bait hooks at fishing. So volunteers in the summer program, huge, especially if you like to be out in nature and you want to lead some experiences or participate. And then after school, just coming and reading, hanging out with kids, helping with homework. We are happy to have that. And then, of course, you know, contributions, we always would never turn our back on those. And those are the lifeblood of what we got. So
for sure. Well, folks, go to springforwardqca.org. There's a big giant box at the top that says donate. You could click that. But right next to it, it also says get involved. And there's some great information on how you might support Spring Forward's mission here in the Quad Cities. Robbie, thank you so much for coming by this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. And we appreciate the opportunity and look forward to hopefully working with you as well in the future.
Thanks. Thank you for listening to What's Happening QC. Our theme music is by Centaur Noir and Del Rockford. WHQC is produced by WVIK, Quad Cities, NPR.